Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Tanvi Taneja with the news at 9. Headlines. Government announces world's largest national health insurance scheme for 50 crore poor people to provide 5 lakh rupees cover per family per year as it unveils the Union Budget for 2018-19. Presenting the NDA government's last full budget in Lok Sabha before the general elections next year, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley says all kharif crops to be paid an MSP 50% more than the cost of production, Kisan credit card facility extended to fisheries and animal husbandry sectors, target of free LPG beneficiaries raised to 8 crore from 5 crore, free electricity connections to be provided to 4 crore poor households, income tax rates and slabs remain unchanged, 40,000 rupees standard deduction introduced for salaried employees and pensioners in lieu of transport and medical expenses, economy to grow by 7.2 to 7.5% in the second half of the current fiscal, says the finance minister, fiscal deficit pegged at 3.3% next year, customs duty hiked on certain items, mobile phones and TV to cost more, solar panels, raw cashew to cost less. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes the budget as development-friendly that will strengthen new India. Congress says budget makes only promises and has fancy schemes with no matching grants. Industry bodies welcome the budget, term it as positive and promoting job creation. And Congress wins both Lok Sabha seats and one assembly constituency in Rajasthan by polls. TMC bags both Lok Sabha and Assembly seats in West Bengal. The BJP-led NDA government presented the Union Budget for 2018-19 today. A slew of measures for the agriculture and rural sectors, a new health insurance scheme for the poor, and some relief in income tax for the salaried class and senior citizens were major announcements made by Finance Minister Arun Jaitley in the last full budget before the general elections next year. Presenting his fifth straight budget in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Jaitley said the focus of the government in the coming fiscal would be agriculture and rural India. The Finance Minister announced that all kharif crops will be paid a minimum support price that is 50% more than the cost of production. He said it will prove an important step towards doubling the income of the farmers.
रबी की अधिकांश अधिघोषित फसलों का न्यूनतम समर्थन मूल्य लागत से कम डेढ़ गुना तय किया जा चुका है अब हम बची हुई अधिघोषित फसलों के लिए भी इस संकल्प को एक सिद्धांत की तरह लागू करने का फैसला लिया है
Mr. Jaitley also announced that credit to agriculture will be raised to 11 lakh crore rupees in the coming fiscal from 10 lakh crore rupees The Kisan credit card will be extended to fisheries and animal husbandry farmers, while 2,000 crore rupees have been provided for development of the agri market in a bid to provide universal health care. Mr. Jaitley announced a national health protection scheme to provide a health cover of up to 5 lakh rupees to each of the 10 crore poor families per year.
We are now launching a flagship national health protection scheme to cover 10 crore poor and vulnerable families. This is approximately 50 crore beneficiaries by providing them up to 5 lakh rupees per family per year.
The finance minister said this will be the world's largest government-funded healthcare program. And the government will provide adequate funds for its implementation. Mr. Jaitley also announced 100% tax deduction for farm producer firms with 100 crore rupees turnover. The standard deduction allowed will benefit 2.5 crore people. While keeping the income tax rates and slabs unchanged, the finance minister introduced a 40,000 rupees standard deduction for salaried employees and pensioners in lieu of transport and medical expenses. Presently, no tax is applicable on 19,200 rupees of transport allowance and medical expenditure of up to 15,000 rupees.
in order to provide relief to salaried taxpayers, I propose to allow a standard deduction of rupees 40,000 in lieu of present exemption in respect of transport and reimbursement of miscellaneous medical expenses. However, transport allowance at enhanced rates shall continue to be available to differently abled persons. Also, other medical reimbursement benefits in the case of hospitalization for all employees shall continue.
Senior citizens will get higher exemptions on income from interest on bank and post office deposits, health insurance premium and critical illness expense. The exemption of interest of income on deposits has been increased from 10,000 rupees to 50,000. The target for providing free LPG connection to poor has been raised to 8 crore from 5 crore and 4 crore poor households will be provided free electricity connections. The budget announced an allocation of 600 crore rupees towards nutritional support of tuberculosis patients and setting up of 24 new medical colleges and hospitals by upgrading the district level ones. The total budget for health, education and social security has been increased to 1.38 lakh crore rupees for 2018-19 from 1.22 lakh crore rupees in the current fiscal. With excise duty and service tax being subsumed in the goods and services tax, Mr. Jaitley made changes only in customs duty, raising them in case of mobile phones and lowering for raw cashew. The allocation for defence sector has been increased by 5.8% to 56,000 crore rupees. Two new defence industrial production corridors will be developed. Turning to railways, the capital expenditure for the current budget has been pegged at 148,000 crore rupees. The emoluments of the President, the Vice President and the Governors have been revised after a long 12 years. The emoluments of the President per month will be 5 lakh rupees, the Vice President will get 4 lakh rupees and the Governors 3.5 lakh rupees per month. The customs duty has been hiked on certain items. Mobile phones and TV will cost more, while solar panels and raw cashew will cost less. The finance minister said, India is firmly on course to achieving an over 8% growth and becoming the world's fifth largest economy. He said it has achieved an average growth of 7.5% in the first 3 years of the Modi government. The country is expected to grow at 7.2 to 7.5% in the second half of the current fiscal ending 31st of March.
Indian economy is now a $2.5 trillion economy, seventh largest in the world. India is expected to become the fifth largest economy very soon. On purchasing power parity basis, we are already the third largest economy. Indian society, polity and economy have shown remarkable resilience in adjusting with structural reforms.
The fiscal deficit has been pegged at 3.3% of the GDP as against the previously targeted 3.2%. The fiscal deficit in 2016-17 was 3.5% of the GDP. We now bring you some of the highlights of the budget.
The government will fund 12% of wages for new employees in the EPF for all sectors for next 3 years. The EPF contribution from women employees will be brought down from 12% to 8%. Women self-help groups will be encouraged to take up organic farming. Loans to these groups will be increased to 75,000 crore rupees by March 2019. Target for loan disbursement under Mudra scheme has been set at 3 lakh crore rupees for next fiscal. 2 crore additional toilets to be constructed next year under Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. Education to be treated holistically without segmentation from pre-nursery to class 12. An integrated B.Ed program for teachers to be initiated. Wi-Fi, CCTVs will be progressively provided at all railway stations and trains, escalators at stations with 25,000 plus footfall. 10 prominent tourist sites will be developed as iconic tourist spots. National highways exceeding 9,000 kilometers will be completed in 2018-19. Government to launch Prime Minister's Research Fellows Scheme this year. 1,000 best BTEC students to be identified each year from premier institutions for PhD in IITs and IISCs with a handsome fellowship. Zakir Nazir, News Desk.
The finance minister has rejected the common perceptions that the union budget is not pro-middle class. In an interview to DD News after presenting the budget in Parliament, Mr. Jaitley said, the budget takes care of every section of society and the government has given some sort of relief to this class in every budget. He said 2.5 crore salaried employees and pensioners have been given a standard deduction of 40,000 rupees per annum in this budget.
An individual who's being able to claim transport and medical allowance fully may get a marginal benefit, but those who are not able to get it will get a substantial benefit. And I think the lower the level of the employee, the higher is going to be the benefit in this case. The younger the employee, the more is the benefit in this case.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the Union Budget 2018-19 as farmer, common man, and business environment friendly as well as development friendly. In a televised address on Doordarshan News after budget presentation in Parliament, Mr. Modi said it focuses on issues ranging from agriculture to infrastructure. He said the budget covers aspects such as health plans to address the concerns of the poor and the middle class. It has plans to increase the wealth of small entrepreneurs.
Ye budget New India ki niv ko sasakt karne wala budget hai. Is budget mein देश के एग्रीकल्चर से लेकर के देश के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर तक हर बात पर पूरा ध्यान दिया गया है. अगर बजट में गरीब और मध्यम वर्ग की चिंताओं को दूर करने वाली हेल्थ की योजनाएं हैं तो देश के छोटे उद्यमियों की वेल्थ बढ़ाने वाली भी योजनाएं शामिल है.
The Prime Minister said the budget is expected to accelerate the development process of the country, ease of doing business, as well as ease of living, stating that medical treatment and its cost has always been a cause of concern for the lower middle class and poor sections of the society. He said the new scheme, Ayushman Bharat, will address this serious concern. The Prime Minister said the scheme will be available to nearly 10 crore poor and lower middle class families, and under it, the families will get free treatment up to 5 lakh rupees per annum in the identified hospitals.
बीमारी की जो आफत आ जाती है, चिंता से मुक्ति दिलाने का एक बहुत बड़ा कदम है. इस योजना का लाभ देश के लगभग 10 करोड़ गरीब और निम्न मध्यम वर्ग के परिवारों को मिलने वाला है. 45 से 50 करोड़ नागरिक इसके लाभार्थी बनेंगे.
BJP President Amit Shah has said the Union Budget gives new wings to the aspirations of the poor, farmers and the middle class people. He said it will empower all sections of society to attain prosperity. Speaking to reporters in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said the record budgetary allocation to the rural sector and agriculture will lead to an unprecedented rural development and agricultural growth. Congress President Rahul Gandhi has criticized the budget, saying the government is still promising the farmers a fair price of their produce after 4 years of its rule. In a tweet, Mr. Gandhi said, budget proposals include fancy schemes with no matching grants. He alleged the government has not been able to provide jobs to the youth. The Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, has welcomed the Union Budget, terming it very positive. The President of the industry body, Rashesh Shah, said the budget seems to give strong focus on rural and agriculture sectors. The President of Confederation of Indian Industries, CII, Shobhana Kamineni, said the budget promotes job creation, infrastructure and focuses comprehensively on health, women and senior citizens. The Secretary General of Associated Chambers of Commerce and Industry of India, ASSOCHAM, D.S. Rawat, has also welcomed the budget. News Services Division of All India Radio will bring you a live Radio Bridge program on the Union Budget 2018-19. In this special program, the Delhi studio will be linked with Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Guwahati, Lucknow and Ahmedabad, where experts and analysts will share their views on the budget. This can be heard on FM Gold channels and additional frequencies from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. In Rajasthan, Congress snatched Alwar and Ajmer parliamentary seats and Mondalgarh assembly seat from BJP in the by-elections. In West Bengal, ruling Trinamool Congress has won the by-election to the Nuapara assembly constituency. It has also won the Ulubedia parliamentary seat by poll. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government announces world's largest national health protection scheme for 50 crore poor people to provide 5 lakh rupees cover per family per year as it unveils the Union Budget for 2018-19. Presenting the NDA government's last full budget in Lok Sabha before general elections next year, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley says all kharif crops to be paid MSP 50% more than the cost of production, Kisan credit card facility extended to fisheries and animal husbandry sectors. Target of free LPG beneficiaries raised to 8 crore from 5 crore. Free electricity connections to be provided to 4 crore poor households. Income tax rates and slabs remain unchanged. 40,000 rupees standard deduction introduced for salaried employees and pensioners in lieu of transport and medical expenses. And that's all in the news at night. Good night.